This is Chris Bleck on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. Thanks for listening to the Bleck and Abdallah podcast. It's presented by Coors Light. Stay inside and buy your Coors Light online. Find out how at get.coorslight.com. Coors Light, take time to chill.
This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
This is Bleck and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
So Deshaun Watson making news tonight, Friday night here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. Bleck and Abdallah with you. If you want to join the conversation at 312-332-3776, you're getting into your car, you're saying, wait, Deshaun Watson made news tonight? There's nothing going on in the NFL. Yesterday was scheduled day, which was fantastic. Now it's time to look ahead at the season, figure out when sports are going to come back. What do you mean someone's making news in the NFL? Well, this is how it kind of went down. Basically, Deshaun Watson tonight at 7:06 p.m. tweeted that the Bears never once talked to him before the 2017 draft. So the conversation that we've been having with you, the listener here at 312-332-3776, is about Ryan Pace and the Bears and the way they've kind of handled the way that they've drafted, trying to fix the quarterback position and the huge misstep of drafting Mitchell Trubisky number two overall when you had Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes sitting there, which is an old conversation, something that we've done many times on this show, on every show here on ESPN 1000. The reason we're talking about it right now, though, is because of the tweet from Deshaun Watson tonight. That's why.
I mean, I had all this stuff about
I wanted to find out when the Bears are favored and all this
games.
Stuff.
I have their percentage to make the playoffs. I have their projected win totals.
Well,
I have all this information here. And then Deshaun Watson on May 8th at 7 o'clock at night, 7:09 at night, for some reason, just like, guess what? The Bears never talked to me.
Well, yeah, let's let Mark decide what we're going to do next, right? Mm-hmm. So Mark in Lake Forest, he called the show. Do you want the percentages on when the Bears are favored next season, or do you want to talk about Deshaun Watson and the Bears?
Let's talk about Deshaun Watson and the Bears for just a second. But
go ahead.
This city does not have a racial divide. I mean, look at every other pro sports team. The Cubs have had Fergie Jenkins, Banks, Sammy. I could go on and on. We got the White Sox with Frank Thomas. We got Guillen. We got even hockey, Dustin Byfuglien. We got the Bulls with Jordan and Pippen. This is not a race thing. This has everything to do with somebody not being prepared and doing their job and prepping people for the draft. And so we can get into stats, happy to talk stats, but this narrative around marketing and, you know, Chicago being this or that, a black quarterback or white quarterback or Hispanic, whomever, isn't going to work is just nonsensical. It's got to stop. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mike. I don't think that's a realistic thing that would have taken place. I think Ryan Pace zeroed in on one quarterback, and that's who he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to give me the angle that there was a prejudice or a bias there, I can't tell you that you're wrong. That's for sure.
Look,
I can't do that, because if you lay out the stats, you lay out the winner, you lay out the kid, Watson's the pick. It is. 10 out of 10 times. But for some reason, the Trubisky with the physical tools, right? Like, that was what he was, like a Todd McShay bio dome athlete. Like, that's what everyone kept saying. Oh, the tools. Look at the tools for Mitchell Trubisky. Yeah, the tools. Except when they go back to the 2017 draft, one of the concerns was him going downfield and throwing it 6 yards out of bounds. How did we miss that?
Look, I think that
Pace,
if you look...
How'd you miss it?
If you look,
I'm talking
at
Ryan Pace now. Hey, Pace, how'd you miss that?
I think
hey,
if you look at...
Hey, Pacey, how'd you
I
miss
think
that, buddy?
If you look at Ryan Pace's...
6 feet out of bounds!
I think if you look at Ryan Pace's track record as a drafter of...
Oh, it's amazing.
...offensive players, he's done a horrible job.
Yeah, it's been bad.
Kevin White,
Just look at the offensive stats.
Adam Shaheen.
It's been bad. They've had a bad offense.
Mitchell Trubisky. He's had success on defense. Dude can build a defense. But like you said, this isn't Lovie Smith's NFL. This isn't defense wins championships and running the ball. This is a new NFL. You need to put up 30 points a game. This is which is what you have to do.
Yeah, it is. Let's go to John Schaumburg. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, John?
Hey, I mean, look, maybe we didn't talk to him, which is at a mistake overall, it is. But, you know, I don't think a lot of people remember. We also talked to Cade McNown and took him over Donovan McNabb. You know, so it's like a history of just bad picks in like, overall in the draft. So is it a racial thing? No. Is it a stupid mistake on the Bears' end? Yes.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call, John. Let's go to Mo in Jefferson Park. What's up, Mo?
Hey, what's up, guys? Just want to chime in on the Deshaun Watson thing. I mean, I don't think it's anything racial, no, but what's the point of talking to him if they don't really have confidence in him going in? Like, if they don't think his ability is good enough, I don't think a conversation is going to change their mind. Like, oh, well, we just talked to him. We like what we heard. Why don't we draft him? I mean, there's no point in talking to somebody if you have him lower on your draft board. You know what I mean?
Well, no, that's a fair point, but are you saying that Deshaun Watson and what he put up at Clemson wasn't worth talking to? If the answer is yeah, he wasn't worth talking to, then that should be the problem right there. Like, remove that GM from office, right?
Well, yeah.
If there's a GM in the National Football League that needed a quarterback and they said, oh, no, not interested in the champion who beat Alabama and who's put up all the stats in the ACC. Not interested in that guy. Also, clean record off the field, too. So it's interested.
I mean, I agree on that point. I mean, you got to get the GM out of the office for sure. Like, his track record is terrible. I mean, but if he has a player that's rated lower that he feels he's not within his system, then there's really no point to talk to him. I can agree with him there. I mean, is he wrong? Probably, because his track record is just that bad.
No, I'm with you, Mo. That's how I went through high school, actually. If I thought I was going to do bad on a test, I just said, why bother studying? Not going to do well.
Oh, listen.
Not for me.
I was king.
Not for me. I've got other things to do.
I was king of the, if I don't know it now, I'm just not going to know it.
Well, like, first of all, this week kind of proved out that, like, that's your attitude for things still, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like,
if I don't know it, I'm not going to know it. If I don't know it, I'm not going to know it.
You know what you know, and you don't know what you don't know.
I know what I know, and I know what I don't. And knowing, trying to figure out whether or not I know something 5 hours before a test is not going to happen.
And you know what knowing is, Abdallah? You know what that is? Knowing? Do you know what knowing is? It's half the battle.
Because knowledge is power.
Mike in Midway, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not much, man. What's up?
Just wanted to comment on this Deshaun Watson, Ryan Pace thing. I think Ryan Pace, honestly, I don't like the guy. You know, his track record speaks for itself, like you guys were saying. But for you not to speak to, at that time, I think everyone can agree, Deshaun Watson was the top quarterback coming out of the draft. And for you not even to not even speak to him, I just cannot comprehend that. You know, I'm a big Alabama fan.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, baby. I wanted Deshaun Watson on the Bears. I did. Yeah. I mean, I didn't really see much of Mahomes, but I wanted, you know, Deshaun Watson. I just can't comprehend it. He should be fired. Let's get Louis Riddick in here.
Thanks, Mike. We appreciate the phone call. Roll Tide. Yes. Roll Tide. Yeah. Abdallah and his Roll Tide. Yes. And
we listen, always, Eric Gus with the
get
tweet.
The Abdallah and the Roll Tide.
Abdallah, Gus, the listen, front. Running Bama fan has a very puffy chest.
Well, you know what's interesting is Mike in Midway gives you the Roll Tide, but when you try to Roll Tide Nick Saban show.
We're talking Bears and Deshaun Watson here. We're talking. You want to get into college football? You want
to
get in your 5-win team?
Trying
you
want to
get into college football? You want to talk? You want to horn? What do you call it?
Yes or no? Did you roll tide Mike in Midway?
I roll tide at everybody. I roll tide Mike.
You roll tide Nick Saban on this show.
Absolutely.
And he hung up the phone.
Well, he's a busy man. He's trying to. He roll tides me in person when we have Thanksgiving dinner.
Take a listen. He didn't give you a roll tide back,
absolutely.
Coach. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thank
have
you.
A good day, man.
Roll tide.
Have a great day, Coach.
Roll tide.
You snuck in a Roll Tide at the end.
Damn
and
right
hung
I
up
did.
The phone.
Damn right. He's busy. He's summer. A busy man. We kept him for longer than we anticipated. He was at a car wash.
I don't know if everyone's heard that before.
They've
so that's
heard
why
it.
I'm just making sure.
They've heard it.
Coach, thank you. We appreciate it.
I think you're just
thanks
trying to cover up
thank
for
you
your guy here
day,
because
man.
You know
you
I'm
too.
About to read
have a great
a tweet.
Day, Coach.
Roll Tide.
I'm about to read a tweet.
Hey, Coach.
And you're just covering up for your guy.
Roll Tide.
It's okay.
Coach, Roll Tide.
No.
Click. Click here.
No. I see where your loyalties lie. I'm trying to read a tweet. About your guy.
That's what Nick
and
Saban
you're
did
covering
you.
Up for him.
Who's my guy?
So Eric Gust with the tweet of the night. No time to talk to Watson, but time for chimichangas with Cap.
Hmm. Oh, okay. Well, I'll let you handle that. Seems to be that you guys have quite the rivalry going on.
I got no problem with Cap.
Do you want to, do you have something to say?
Nothing. No. Roll Tide. I have nothing to say.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Okay, the floor, you
clear
have the
eyes,
floor.
Clear eyes, full hearts can't lose, baby.
We have 2 minutes until the until we have to break.
Let's talk Bears.
You have the floor.
No, I don't need, listen, you and I are trying to talk. I got all this stuff here. I got 8 topics. We got a Bulls backstory. What? We've got the win projections.
I know
we've
we
got
have
games
stuff.
That are favored in.
But I feel like.
We've got all this stuff. I can tell you that the Bears are projected to win 7 games this year.
You're stalling
They've
now.
Got a 12.3% chance to win. No, I'm just talking about things that I think people care about. I don't think people care about that. About trivia.
About what?
About trivia.
Okay.
Because you know why? It's trivial.
Got it.
How all about right. that?
I just wanted to be a good friend and let you have the
and
floor.
I appreciate that. He knows where he lies. He knows what's up. Okay. I'm ready.
Will there be a rematch?
It's not up to me.
I'm not a journalist if
it
I don't
not,
ask the pressing questions.
It's not up to me, Chris.
Have there been talks with your people and his
it's
people?
It's not. I don't. Listen, like the great Charles Barkley said earlier on this station, he's got my number. He knows where I am. I'm ready. Danny's ready. He's writing it. He can write it. Doesn't take that long. He's great at writing games.
Do you think he's scared of you?
Do I think he's scared of me? I think that he's... I don't think he's scared of me per se. I think that it's the situation that may bother him.
Losing?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm doing my due diligence as a journalist.
I'm telling you,
You
understand listen, how you understand
talking,
how
I was
best
talking
of threes work, right?
You I was under- talking Ryan Pace,
yeah.
And you read a tweet that brought it up. So I'm just doing my with journalistic integrity. I'm
making
sure
we
cover everything.
I did not bring it up. I just
seems to be quite the rivalry. Here.
I just know where
good old ESPN 1000.
I just know where Ryan Pace's loyalties lie, and it seems like they lie with chimichangas and not with having dinner with Deshaun Watson. That's all I know, and I know this. You understand how best of threes work. If we were to have a best of three, Cap already has one. He only has to win one more. I would have to win two rounds here. I am the one risking everything.
I just want to give you the floor.
Chimichangas.
Coming up next, throughout the last month of watching The Last Dance on ESPN television with Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls in 1998, Black and Abdallah have focused in on specific storylines throughout the Bulls era with Michael Jordan. It's our segment called Bulls Backstory. Tonight, we take a look at the rivalry. Much like Abdallah and Cap, the rivalry between the Bulls and the Knicks. Who will be Ewing? Who will be Pippen on the dunk between Cap and Abdallah? That's a part of the tease here. Coming up next, we talk Bulls and Knicks on Bulls Backstory.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
I'd like you to meet someone who's really special.
It's Black and Abdallah.
A real inspiration.
Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN _ Chicago.
Thank you to Sean Davis for producing tonight's show. We'll be back on Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on ESPN 1000. You're listening to Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. You can follow us on Twitter at Chris Black and at Adam A. Abdallah.
The one thing that I said when we started doing these Bulls backstories is I wish Twitter was around for that Pippen dunk. I wish it was.
It would have exploded. But, you know, I kind of appreciate a simpler time.
Okay.
We all got to sit, enjoy it, watch it.
No, I understand.
All
we all
together.
Sit and enjoy it and watch it now.
I don't need to hear your opinion on it then. I heard it tonight.
What do you mean?
I heard it years later. Like, you, all the great content you would have given us, that you gave us in the Bulls backstory segments we did tonight on the show, yeah, you would have tweeted that out 25 years ago.
But think of the memes.
Yeah, that's cool. That's great. But, you know, like to be honest, if I'm watching a game, to tweet out one thing, like, great hoop. Like guy made a bucket.
That's not what you would have tweeted. It would have been like, there would have been every eye emoji. There would have been like, NBA league. Oh, it's a playoff game, so you're not getting league pass alert.
For that would have been cool. Yes, yeah. I'm with you.
Good bucket.
All right. I've got all this stuff here, but you're telling me there's more going on with Deshaun Watson. We have to investigate this now. What's happening?
What is this?
Pink Panther. We're doing an investigation. Did you not think I had that up my sleeve?
I just think of all the sleuthing sounds you could have.
What's going on now
pulled.
That we can't no, get no, in no, our content on, because hold on. Deshaun Watson's
hold
up
on,
to
break
something.
It down. Of all the sleuthing sounds you could have used, of all the things to say that we're sleuthing, like, you couldn't have been like a pup named Scooby Doo, the regular Scooby Doo. Really, I just like Scooby Doo.
Well, we could workshop it. We could use something else.
I feel like this is a good song for people that are digging up stuff on Twitter.
Yeah.
This is good. But apparently now, and courtesy of our Twitter friend Nick Palzola here,
Nick?
He tweeted us and it's going around now, is a Rich Eisen show tweet from April 21st of 2017. Deshaun Watson, I assume he was on the show when he said this, says, visited KC, Cleveland, Jacksonville, 49ers, Cardinals, Texans, Jets, Bills, .. Spoke to Bears, Ravens, Chargers on the phone.
Huh. That would seem to contradict the previous tweet from earlier tonight from Deshaun Watson.
Just imagine. Do you think Pace is the one that put that tweet out? And he was like, hey, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me go to my computer a second and try to find some old tweets that says we talked to him. Let me open up my computer and go to twitter.com.
With the new developments.
Search Watson Bears and start scrolling.
At 7:06 tonight, Deshaun Watson said that the Bears never once talked to me. But yet, if we dig into Rich Eisen's show tweets, it seems as if he has talked to the Bears. Cutting it off.
No, because the best part is at the end when it goes. The wrath of this, just let it go. Just let's go out on this. We'll talk underneath it. Sean, just bring it down a little bit so we can talk over it. Let's see. Bears plus.
Seems like something's
Watson,
going on here.
In quotes. Now bring it up. I found it. Take that.
Oh, man.
All right.
We'll be back Sunday. Oh, you thought I was going to end the show like that, huh?
I did. I turned my mic off. We only got 10 seconds left. We got 5 seconds left. Thank you to Sean for producing the show. Thank you to Deshaun Watson.
You are
for the
listening
content.
To Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.